You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Chances are, if you're listening today, you have an interest in self-help or self-improvement. We applaud you. But this whole area of thought is based on a misconception about the way humans are designed, or were designed, however you would say that, I guess. Today, we're going to talk about how self-help, as it is now, is misguided, and how you can do the ultimate self-help that is totally free and guaranteed to be successful for you. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, what is this huge misconception about self-help today?
You know, we've been saying this for a long time, but it's huge because it's everywhere.
Okay.
The biggest misconception today is that we are all machines and we're just waiting for the right program. Mm. And then if we just apply that program, everything's going to be okay.
Ah, I see.
We are not machines.
Okay.
We are not, that doesn't make our life better. It doesn't help us be better in any way.
Well, if you think about being a machine, it says you can put in this much and do this much output. Put in this much and do this much output. There's one major problem with that. First off, we're not machines. That is
yes.
The first part of the major problem. But the other part of that is that there are so many variables such as emotions that are never factored into the machine thinking.
Well, I like the example, I've used this before. If you take seeds that for the identical plant and plant them right next to each other.
Yes.
So they get the same amount of sun, same amount of rain, same nutrients from the same ground.
Okay.
They will all be different.
Yes, they will.
They will all be unique. And that's part of being alive. That's part of having life force that's different, that's unique for all of us.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Good way to say that.
You know, here's what happens in the normal self-help arena.
Okay.
They'll say, if you do this for 30 days, if you do this according to these instructions,
Okay. Then
I guarantee you, you'll get these results, you know, and then they have testimonials about, yes, I did this and I got this result.
Yes. Okay.
And usually the measures of success are very narrow. They're monetary, you know, maybe you achieve this monetary goal. But of course, your wife divorces you, your kids won't talk to you, and the neighbors just turn their back whenever they see you.
Yeah.
You know, we think in these compartmentalized way that...
that's programming, isn't it?
That's programming.
Excuse
exactly.
me, I interrupted you.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And so people say, okay, yeah, I want to do that. I can follow this program.
Yes.
The problem with most of that, and I've been doing this, oh my gosh, I've been doing this
long time.
You know, if I had those years back of all the years that I did self-help,
yes.
You know, all the different self-help programs.
And not to mention the money.
Yes, the money, the time, my psychic time, you know, you know, the all the time I spent thinking about it, doing it, and trying to make it work.
Right.
Two things usually happen. One is it'll work for a while,
mm-hmm.
and then something will happen in your life, and you can't sustain the process that was laid out for you. Which
the
of
programming
course,
that was laid
the
out.
The programming,
for
which
you.
Is natural. It's not. It's not that you failed.
No.
You know, life happens, and we can't program ourselves to just go in one direction. You know, we adjust
well,
and adapt.
That's really dull.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But it's also, if you think about a wild animal, a wild horse.
Okay.
We're close to the home, close to the stables. We like horses.
Yes.
So, you know, a horse is not going to go in a straight line forever. It runs for a while. It slows down. It might graze over here, correct, get some water over, correct, here, connect with its pack, you know, mm-hmm, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a car just goes. You know, you set it on, right, we're in California, you set it on I-5 and you just go,
right,
you know, until it overheats or
it needs gas.
Yes. Or it breaks down and then you just fix it and, exactly, keeps going, you,
okay,
know.
Okay.
This programming is everywhere.
Yes.
And our culture is designed this way. So you go to school and the teacher says, repeat back to me what I teach you and you'll be rewarded with a good grade.
Correct.
Programming.
Okay.
This is how life today is from our perspective. We see it so clearly.
Yeah.
You go to school, get good grades, go to a good college, get a job, rise up the ladder,
mm-hmm,
in the company, retire, you know, and maybe go to a couple of different companies. You don't go in the same company anymore these days. Retire.
You don't do your whole job,
yeah,
career in one company. Yeah.
You retire and you begin to break down and then you die.
Yeah.
And it sounds kind of cynical.
It does.
You know, but it is. If you look around.
Yeah.
Look around at the people. Are they alive with life? Are people saying, yeah, this is a great life. They're not doing the Snoopy dance in the mall. You know, if you ever go to the mall, those people are dead. You know, talk about.
We call them the walking dead. We,
yes,
call people like that the walking dead.
You know, it's just, they're just going through the motions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there have been so many stories and movies and
so forth,
and,
yes,
and novels written about people that say, oh my gosh, this is not my life.
Yes, and I don't want this life.
I don't want this life. There's no satisfaction.
Right.
You know,
right.
We had a very successful engineer come to us a long time ago, and he had created a lot of success, but he wanted something more. He wanted to feel a deeper sense of purpose and,
correct,
meaning. But then, you know, he tried to apply it in the same old programming way that he did everything else.
Yes.
You know, he meditated, he forced himself to meditate for so long. He set up an altar. He, you know, whatever we told him to do, he would do it. But he was disconnected from that part that's alive.
His essence.
Yes.
He was disconnected from his essence. Yes.
Gen Z, you know, I hear a lot about this. They're saying to themselves, I used to want to work. You know, I want more than just going to work and hustling and going up the ladder.
I want more satisfaction,
yes,
in life.
Yes.
Okay.
They see it. They see it in their,
yes,
parents.
They do. Yes,
they
do.
See it all around them.
Yes.
I get the inclination.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know where to look. And they, mm-hmm, and what they do is they've been trained in programming.
Yeah.
So what they do is they run away from a highly programmed environment, but that's not the answer.
No.
You know, going, you know, selling all your goods, going on, you know, I read the travel blogs and I've always, you know, I'm a Sagittarius. I like the adventure, good, thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Excuse me. You're not going to sit on the mountaintop. Okay.
You know, they sell all their worldly possessions and go full timing in an RV and then just do,
true,
work here and there or do,
yeah,
remote work,
sure,
and that sort of thing. You know, that's probably better sometimes, you know, but it's, you're missing the point. And today is, we're going to talk about the point.
Yes.
The problem when you program, humans like a machine, they don't know who they are.
Correct.
They don't have their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things come from something that we've ignored today, which is your essence, your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And people think of your soul in romantic terms, but we see it as a real thing.
It is.
It's a real thing.
Absolutely.
It's a real part of your life,
mm-hmm,
but it's been sidelined because when you're programmed, programming basically says, ignore how you feel, just do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how we're designed.
And that there's only one way.
Yes.
And that's not exactly what they say, but that's implied.
When you're programmed, there's two options.
Mm-hmm.
You either do well with the programming or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, there's huge amounts of shame and unworthiness. I'm,
yes,
bad.
Yes.
I should have been programmed. But here's the thing. You're not a machine.
Mm-hmm.
You never should be programmed. And if you fail to be programmed well, it doesn't mean that you failed as a human being. It just means that you failed to be a machine, which you're not supposed to be anyways.
Exactly.
So people who are able to be programmed, however, still have the major side effects: illness, disease, mental health challenges, anger, bitterness, bad relationships, lack of real satisfaction or well-being, emptiness. Mm-hmm. Humans are designed to express their true nature that's in alignment with their purpose and their essence, their soul.
Right.
And we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Okay. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The biggest misconception in self-help is that we are all machines waiting to be programmed. No, it's not true. The frame for life, the frame for the way we live our life is a programmed one, results in depression, mental health issues, emptiness, lack of satisfaction, lack of meaning. When you are failed to be programmed, which humans are not designed to do, shame is inevitable.
Right.
We all carry a form of shame.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach helps you to connect and understand that how to connect with your essence in a way that is amazing, and where you have purpose and meaning and true life.
Well, and along with that comes laughter and love and fun and joy and that sort of thing. And machines don't get laughter and love and fun and all of those things.
They don't.
Yes. Sorry, I know I jumped in there. But anyway, here we go. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to grasp your greatest potential that is unlimited. And guess what? It's free. It is already present inside of you. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to grasp your greatest potential that is unlimited and free. It's already present inside of you. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, before I ask you the question, I want to put this in from the last segment. One of the things that we've seen is that when people start using the ecosystem approach and start removing the negative energy that's layered on top of us, the most ironic thing is we see them start to be happy and laugh and see things from a different perspective, such as things like color and the sky and the things that people just take for granted, or I would should say a machine takes for granted. In other words, doesn't even notice.
It seems trite.
It does.
If you're struggling to pay the rent or pay the mortgage or just satisfy your budget, and I get that. But here's the truth of the matter, and we see it. And we used to call this program Living Lighter.
Yes, we did.
You know, and it's because when people start to remove that negative energy,
the number one thing that they would say is, I just feel so much lighter. That's where the name came from.
Yes.
Yes. And it's true.
It really is true.
It's remarkable.
But you feel lighter.
Yes.
Because you're restoring yourself to the way you're designed. So go ahead. Let's go through this.
The question. Here we go. Yeah. Jason, if self-help is really just programming and leads human beings into an empty existence, at best, what is the answer? So, and then there's the second part of this. How does an individual make self-help obsolete?
Okay. So
the first part is what is the answer?
Restoring the way you function internally in a way that is authentic to you.
Yeah.
The way that you're designed. Mm-hmm. And you would think that we should all know the way we're designed, right? Well, the truth is we do. But it's been blocked. It's been covered up. We've instituted science, mm-hmm. and I'm not putting science down. Not putting science down. I like an organized approach to knowledge.
Absolutely.
Which I see, which is what science is. But science has said, don't listen internally. Yes. Listen to us. So yes. Listen to the study that says, you know, out of 100 people, you know, 80, we saw this, you know, blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Right, right.
Well, the problem with those studies is that if you're in that 20%, you know, if it doesn't, they don't talk about you in that study. They talk about this generalized condition of human nature, which kind of treats you like a machine, kind of sets you up to be just like every other machine.
You know, this brings to mind my seventh grade science teacher. He was a really good guy, and he was, you know, he knew what he was doing. But he said to me one day, he said, this is when people used to call me Patty. Please don't ever call me that. But he said, Patty, I just need to tell you this. You will never be a scientist. You don't have what it takes to be a scientist. No matter how hard you study, you will not be a scientist.
Well, and if you could go back in time now, you'd go back to that teacher and say, thank you very much.
I would. At first it was like, huh? You know, but I managed to pass the class barely. But the point that you're getting at and that I'm getting at is that he actually saw that I had potential in other areas as opposed to the formulas.
Yes. And there's nothing wrong with the formulas and being compartmentalized and logical.
Correct.
And that sort of thing. It's just that we have a whole existence. So let's talk about that.
Okay.
You know, when you go to a self-help seminar, a lot of times they get you all riled up. They get you all juiced up. They get you excited.
Mm-hmm.
But it's external.
Yes.
Here's the truth. And we see this very clearly because we use our intuition, which everybody has.
Yes.
And we want to help you have the same intuition to validate this on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That... when you go inside, you just know.
Yes.
And you don't need enthusiasm from outside of yourself.
Correct.
It comes from within.
Yes.
And so many people have just lost that.
And I would say that to me, that's real. That's the enthusiasm that comes from the inside. It's the outside stuff that makes me go,
not
so sure.
I can see people are out there saying right now, well, you know, I don't trust. that if I don't have someone outside of me saying, yeah, you can do it.
Validating. Yes.
That I will be that way. And here's the reason why.
Okay.
This is one of the things that we've discovered because we're intuitive. It's just so obvious. Yes. Now that we go out in the world and look and see everything, not just what's in the physical dimension, but what's in the non-physical dimension.
Correct.
Energy.
Yes.
Okay.
Energy.
Is that your 80% already has your essence already has 80% of it encumbered with negative energy.
Or that 80% of your essence is dysfunctional.
Yes.
Yes.
So when you go to use it, mm-hmm. you can't just use it right away. It's not ready. It's like and we tried to find the right metaphor for this.
Okay. All right.
Remember we were talking about this the other day?
I do.
And first, I use the idea of a car that you haven't driven in
20 years.
20 years, and you go out in the backyard and say, "This is a perfectly good car. I want to get it working."
Correct.
But you know, it may not start. May have a dead battery.
Sure.
It may not turn over. It may have flat tires. All those things. But that's a machine. That's really not. That's exactly the wrong metaphor.
Well, and not only the wrong metaphor, but the wrong comparison.
Yes, it's. I think a better metaphor is. If there's a garden that hasn't been worked for a long time, mm-hmm. and it's overgrown, it's got weeds, it was a nice lush ecosystem at one point.
Correct.
But now because of you know, we were just talking to the producer about the drought here in California.
Yes.
It's awful. It's affected a lot of
things,
plants, animals, everything. So you might have a plot of land or a garden plot that hasn't been used and you want to restore it.
Correct.
That's a very good metaphor for how your essence is right now.
It is. And one of the best things is that I happen to know, because I am the gardener in the family, let me just say it that way, that when you start to put in the time, I'll say it that way to start, and the positive energy, and you start pulling those weeds, it's the most ironic thing is those plants just open up. They
do it naturally.
They,
yes.
They do it naturally. And I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it is one of the most awesome things to sit and watch a plant when it's been, and let me do it this way, when it's been bent over and you remove the stuff that's on top of it, it automatically starts doing this. And you go, oh my God.
It's a natural process. If you're a gardener to trim the trees or take the overgrowth on a tree so it can be healthy.
That's correct.
That's what you're doing with your essence. And yeah. It's an amazing process.
Yes.
And we've been talking about this in all of our shows. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't go into it depth right now, but if you were, people say to us, okay, well, I'm in the middle of my life. I'm getting older. Retired.
Yeah.
Why should I use the ecosystem approach?
Well, yeah, It's too late for me.
We can't tell you personally how that will benefit you. But I know that as you start doing that, something that's the most important thing to you personally can happen.
Exactly.
And it's not a guarantee,
right?
But as you start to remove that negative energy, that who you are can come forward.
Well, and what it does is it starts making your life meaningful, and you see your own personal life from a different perspective. It's awesome.
So if you want to start using your essence using the ecosystem approach,
okay,
here's the cliff notes.
Okay.
Start removing negative energy. Listen to our show every week.
Yes.
Do the clearings at the end.
Yes.
That's how you do that.
Right.
Understand your emotional story. Mm. We've talked about that many, many times. It's not about what's happened to you as a child. It's about how you feel about what's happened.
Correct.
Determine your Enneagram type. That is an indication of the negative energy that's attached to you.
Correct.
And then be specific when you clear your emotional story.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use these energy techniques for everything in your life. So whenever you have an objective, mm-hmm. I want more money, I want a relationship, I want mm-hmm. I want a better relationship.
Yes, yeah. Yes, you know, things like that. Yes.
Start looking and say, what's in my way?
Yeah.
What's feelings are in my way?
Yes.
You know, maybe it's because I'm kind of unattractive.
Okay.
Emotionally.
Yes.
You know, maybe I'm bitter and angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's not talking about me. I'm sure of it.
So what you do is you start removing those negative energy and that part about lighting up that we talked about.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you are bitter and angry. You didn't realize that you've been doing it for 30, you know, 5, 10 years, and your ecosystem is overgrown.
Yes. And the other thing is that you've been trying to use formulas to fix whatever this is. And the problem is that very possibly that particular formula wasn't written or
didn't apply to you.
Didn't apply to you.
You're in your uniqueness.
Exactly. And remember, we are all definitely unique. So are we ready for key points, Jason?
Let's do that.
Here we go. Jason, what are the key points?
Restoring the way you function authentically makes self-help obsolete. Mm. Your essence is your best self-help guru because it's uniquely suited to help you in the best way. We'll talk some more about that in the next segment.
Okay.
People want programming methods because they seem quick and easy, but they rarely work and they're never sustainable. And the ecosystem approach is designed to teach you how to use your ultimate self-help guru, your essence.
Yeah, meaning the one that's in you. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how this radical approach to self-help could change how you approach your life, even if it's not commonly accepted or implemented already in the world. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Life is good when you are in the right place at the right time doing the right things. I would love to coach you and get you there. My goal is to help you live your dreams, commit to your success, and be your best self. Become unshakable. Schedule a free introductory coaching session with me and join the Unshakable Movement. Connect with me at CoachLisa@LisaBelts.com. That's CoachLisa@LisaBelts.com.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit LifeStrategyMentor.com. That's LifeStrategyMentor.com.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how this radical approach to self-help could change how you approach your life, even if it's not commonly accepted or implemented in the world already. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, how does one start to have this radical approach to self-help?
By seeing problems and challenges and objectives as energy issues first.
Excellent.
determine the energies that are blocking you uniquely. So one might be blocking you, may not be blocking me.
That is
so
correct.
If we both want the same objective, but right. What's keeping you from that objective is different than what's keeping me from that objective.
And the reason, and sometimes they're the same, by the way, but the reason that is because my story is different than Jason's story.
Yes.
And we carry these things from our stories, from our lives that, you know, if you look at them objectively, you go, what was I thinking? But the answer is you were programmed to carry these things around forever.
You know, we work really well as a team.
We do.
And we can do things that a lot of couples can't do together,
yes.
You know,
yes.
But we're different.
Oh,
and we approach things different. We have different perspectives.
Yeah.
And instead of one size fits all and trying to get all the machines going in the same direction, you know, we use those different perspectives for our benefit.
Yes.
And a lot of that comes out in these shows. You see, you know, there's a lot of input from both of us. So, so if you see your life as an energy, here's the main thing. You could needlepoint this on a pillow. Instead of asking, what do I do?
Okay.
Which always gives you a recipe, a protocol, formula. Yes.
Right?
Ask, what are the energies that are blocking me? And that's what's radical. That's huge. Because when you start to say, what's blocking me, you inevitably will be removing the negative energy attached to your essence.
Correct.
And it'll come alive. And as you start removing that and removing that and removing that, pretty soon your essence will start to talk to you and say, oh, yes. Patricia, go that way. You shouldn't be doing this. You should be doing this.
Right. Or have you thought of it this way, Patricia, as opposed to that
right.
way, the way you were taught is that sort of thing. One of the most amazing things that we've seen in this work that we do, in this energy work that we do, is that when we truly figured out that the energy is what's blocking us, and it's the energy that's sitting on top of us or layered on top of us. When we start removing that negative energy, and I'm going to, you know, for instance, fear and hopelessness and hurt or anger and hate.
Numbness,
those things. When you start removing those things and you do feel lighter, then you can say, oh, maybe I should look at this from a different perspective.
And what's unique about this, and this blows all the self-help stuff
out of the water,
is that when I'm listening to my essence, I may receive different instructions than Patricia,
by all means,
who's listening to her essence when we're trying to achieve the same objective.
Exactly. But when we remove those negative energies that are standing in your way and my way, that's keeping us from those objectives, the most awesome thing happens is we then become a team and we start helping each other with what we see about the other one, not in a judgmental way.
Or machine-like way.
Or in a machine-like
way. This is the
way.
Protocol and you're not doing the protocol, so you're bad and you've failed. Yes.
Exactly. And we figured that out early on in our relationship.
So if you... if you just change the questions you ask yourself,
mm-hmm.
people come to us all the time. What do I do?
Yes.
And we always change that question into what are the energies that are blocking you? And that's why people come to us all the time, mm-hmm. because usually when someone says, what do I do? They get a formula that may or may not work.
Right.
In other words, they can implement it for time, but then they can't sustain it, which is that's the biggest thing about you working from your essence.
Yes.
Your essence doesn't need to be motivated. It doesn't need to be, it doesn't need to go to a seminar where they're saying rah, 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 rah to be stimulated.
Actually, my essence usually goes, I'm not going there.
You know, the more you remove the negative energy, your essence just takes on a life of its own. And when you're aligned with your purpose, which your essence wants you to do, and then you have meaning in your life, it all comes together.
Exactly.
And it's amazing. But if you keep asking, what do I do? You keep getting formulas and the formulas instead of...
Well, and I'm going to jump in and say, I knew from an early, very, very early age that I was here to do something phenomenal, great, that sort of thing, something that would make a difference, not only in my life, but other people's lives. And the bottom line is that when I started using the ecosystem approach, things just started emerging.
Yes.
And I was so surprised because all of my life I've been doing the self-help thing and I wasn't getting anywhere.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, I kept thinking to myself, yeah, you're just kidding yourself. You have nothing
and a lot of,
to do.
A lot of what you were doing was energy based.
Oh, by all means.
And it wasn't working because it was still programming.
Yes.
And people think, well, if it's energy based, it's not programming. That's not true.
Yes.
A lot of the programming comes from people that are energy who understand energy.
Yes.
But they take a programmed approach because that's what they know that, and they believe that that's the way you should do it. It's not true.
Yes.
So here's the other thing, you know. You don't have to eliminate all programming.
So there's no way you can.
There's no way you can. So
that's correct.
Maybe you have to get up at a certain time and you have to force yourself to get up at that time, you know.
Yeah.
You know, usually it's funny. We don't have an alarm clock.
No, we have one, but we don't set
but
it.
But I'm the alarm clock. So,
yes, you are.
Yeah, so yeah,
thank
I say
you very
Patricia,
much.
Patricia, you know, but that, you know, that works for us. And there's some things that you have to do when your boss says you have to be to work on at 8 and your essence says, no, I don't want to be at work at 8. You know,
that's when you have that cup of coffee that says I can manage to be there at 8.
There's some things you still have to program. But here's the other thing. Okay. If you, for the most part, say, what are the energies that are blocking me instead of what do I do? You'll be miles ahead. Here's the other thing.
Okay.
This process is private. You don't have to wear a special t-shirt. You don't have to color your hair a certain color.
Okay.
You don't have to get onto a website where everybody believes the same thing. This is an internal process and it's private.
Not that you can't share it.
You can share it, of course. But, you know, in today's world with all the conspiracy theories and strange, weird things, as you start developing your inside, you have your ability to work in this programmed world is better.
Yes.
And your ability to be happier in this programmed world is better.
Yes.
I'm not saying, you know, we're not going to change the world and change the fact that when you go to work, they expect you to do programmed things.
Yes, they do.
You know, but
we can survive those things.
That's what we talked about in the beginning. When Gen C goes, they say, I'm going to go live in an RV full time with my partner, whatever, or we're going to go homestead some, you know, plot of land and live off the land, that sort of thing.
Right.
They're trying to get to this place that they could have just gotten to by starting to remove the negative energy and feel better about their life. They still may make more informed decisions about jobs and career path and all those other things.
Sure.
But they're going to be based on who you are authentically. It's really, really exciting.
It is.
So
I agree.
This process is private. You don't have to proclaim it to the world, but teach your family. If you're a parent, it's the most wonderful thing you can do to help your child uncover
who they are.
Who they are.
Yes.
Authentically.
Yes.
And how their essence works. Right. If they weren't programmed from birth, programming or the ecosystem approach would seem very natural to them.
Yes.
They'd grow up and say, yeah, of course this is right. You know, this just makes perfect sense.
Yes. Which is really, really, really nice.
Here's the other thing.
Okay.
If your spouse doesn't want to have anything to do with this, don't force it on your spouse.
Mm.
Be an example, be a model.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be an advocate. And there's a huge difference.
Yes, there is.
Because when we started doing it, people were saying, oh my gosh, what are you doing? You know, it's like you got a new haircut, or you must have just gotten the massage or something. You know,
lot of people, and especially
that have known you for a long time,
knew me for a long time. That was one of the biggest things that people said. What have you been doing to yourself?
Yes,
and
it shows.
In other words, but I didn't change anything.
It was all internal.
And,
it was all private.
And the other part of that is that I didn't realize how my essence wanted me to wear it on my sleeve, so to speak.
Yes.
Because the energy became so positive.
Yes.
And I shared it with other people. It was wonderful. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
A radical approach to self-help is to see the world as energy first and then remove the blocks.
Okay.
Instead of always asking, what do I do? Ask yourself, what are the energies that are blocking me?
Right.
It changes everything.
Correct.
And don't remove all programming from your life. remove the negative energy constantly, consistently, and specifically.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to use your essence so you can become the ultimate guru for self-help for the rest of your life, for you personally.
Not
for everybody else, just for you.
Exactly. So, Jason, we have a little time left. Can you tell everyone how to do the removing of negative energy? And then we'll go to the next segment.
It's very simple. And we're going to do clearing in the next segment. When we say and to eliminate, it's emotions usually, fear, anger, shame, guilt, or barriers or veils and illusions. So gather up those veils and illusions. Those are energies. Those barriers are energies. Gather them up in your imagination. Just think, and then blow them into that processor. Jacob's putting the processor up on the screen there. That's what it looks like. Put it in the top. It gets processed. It comes out the front neutral.
Correct. And then after that, we're going to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And we're going to use that to do more removing of negative energy. But also, we're also going to ask it to heal our bodies, because there's a lot of toxic energies in everybody, in everybody's body. So stay with us. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you remove the negative energy so you can bring so you can begin to restore the ultimate self-help guru that is already inside of you. I love that. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are made for more. Join Lisa Beltz on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, and find the breakthrough that you deserve. Lisa will help you be empowered and realize that you're not alone on your journey. There is a divine blueprint for you. Building your life to fit within that blueprint is what will bring ultimate life satisfaction. With Coach Lisa, find the more that is meant for you and become truly unshakable.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic. Trust the unseen. Experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you remove the negative energy so you can begin to restore the ultimate self-help guru that is already inside of you. I love that. And by the way, when I got to connect with my guru for the very first time, at first I was like, is this right? But I got the resounding, absolutely, keep on going. Keep on going.
It's a subtle feeling that grows and grows and grows. And it just, you know, and each person, again, each person is unique in how that is.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes it's the sky's part, and sometimes it's just a very subtle gradual process.
Well, and the other thing is that one of the things I've learned is that when you when you start, I'm the emotional one in the group. I know everybody knows that. But when I connect with my life story and something very painful starts to be removed or is removed or I'm going through it, I can become very emotional. But I've realized that that's part of my process.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to do it in front of a lot of people. I'll say it that way because people go, what's going on with her? Ah, she's crazy. Don't worry about it. But we have fun, bottom line. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can see that using programming for self-help leads to a blah, boring, unfulfilled life.
Take a breath.
Oh, it just feels heavy.
Pick that up and throw that in that processor. By the way, one of the reasons we use the processor is you don't want to remove stuff from you and throw it on the ground because you're just going to get up and walk into it. It's energy that can happen. So put it in a place where the energy is processed in a way that will come out neutral and help not only you, but the entire environment around you. So with that said, I'm going to shorten it up a little bit and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that using programming all my life or all your life, you can become numb and blah and boring. Take a breath. You don't need that.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that are the natural result of too much programming. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Take a breath. In other words,
it's all around us. The results of programming are all around us,
right?
But it's invisible because it's the frame. It's not, you know, people say, well, what do I do? How come people, there's a mental health crisis? How come there's so much depression? How come there's such a big drug problem? Right. It's because of programming.
Yes. Yes. And so many people have been trained that if you dare let go of that programming, you will pay a price. And the answer is,
everybody out there is asking, what do I do about it? Yes. And they're not getting the right answers because they're not saying what's the energy that's creating the problem.
So let's keep going. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that is the natural result of programming, of course, that doesn't work. Take a breath. It just holds us hostage. We don't need to be hostage anymore. We've been hostages long enough.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that the ultimate self-help is free and already standard equipment that you were born with.
Yeah.
It's your essence, your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my essence is always the best self-help guru for me personally. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have of trusting myself instead of some self-help guru. We've been programmed to go outside of ourselves and trust someone else.
Correct.
Before we trust ourselves. That's crazy.
Yeah. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that harnessing my greatest potential comes by developing my essence. And how do we do that, Jason? By using the ecosystem approach. Take a breath, everybody.
And to eliminate any resentment I have because I've been doing self-help the wrong way for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. You know, I spent years and years. Oh.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to taking more time to uncover my essence versus a self-help quick fix. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see it is better to remove the negative energy first before taking action.
Mm.
Take a breath. Doesn't mean you should never take action, but remove the negative energy first.
Well, then you have better clarity.
Yes.
and a better way to see the whole picture.
And you may decide to do it a different way than you originally thought.
Exactly. Yeah. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that seeing the world as energy first can be a great help to me and you. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how I treat myself like a machine versus connecting with my essence on a day-to-day basis. Take a breath.
And by the way, one of the keys that you know that you're connecting to old processes and doing the self-help thing is we ask ourselves, was that perfect? I didn't do that right. Am I being perfect? It's one of the biggest things that I see people ask themselves. Oh, how come I'm not perfect?
Yeah, people come to us wanting a formula.
They do.
They want to say, okay, what do I do? You know, to give me, lay it out for me, and it doesn't work that way.
Yes.
But it's and people are really uncomfortable in the beginning for this. It's kind of feels kind of too iffy or almost nebulous.
Yes.
Ambiguous.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
But after you start doing it, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know.
It's great.
This is amazing.
Yes. So, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that asking myself, quote, how do I feel right now? And then clearing the negative feelings and trying to understand the messages of positive feelings. And by the way, most people don't understand the messages of positive feelings because of the programming. Take a breath, everybody. Should we activate some life force? Here we go. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve, starting with accepting using the ecosystem approach on a regular basis, daily. Take a breath, everybody. You're going to pull it in. Let it go in all the way down your body. To the tips of your toes, stop it right there. Turn it around and ask right now for that essence to that energy right now, that life force energy to help you heal all the wounds that are inside your body. Take a breath and blow out any negative energies left over. Jason?
And to activate life force so I can have hope to release my greatest potential by removing the negative energy attached to my essence.
Excellent. Pull it in. Let it start to heal right now. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy that's left over. And to activate life force so I can trust that by essence, that my essence is the greatest self-help guru for me. I just have to remove the bad energy first. Take a breath. Let it go in. Let it start to heal right now. Tell it what to do. Tell it to turn around and remove any negative energy left over.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on developing my essence instead of using all those self-help programs that just take me down the road that doesn't lead me to anywhere.
Take a breath. Let it go in. Let it start to heal and blow out any negative energy. You don't need it. And the last one for this time, and to activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy and aware, have creativity, objectivity, clarity, awareness, and the knowing that by using the ecosystem approach starting today is one of the best things I will ever do for myself starting right now. Take a breath. Let it go in. And stop it and then blow out any negative energies left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about the supposed to school and what supposed to school you went to.
Okay.
You know, when you get married and live with someone or just move away from your family and you have to live and function with others.
Yeah. Oh, it's can be difficult.
You start to know what a supposed to school is.
Yes.
Because you've been trained and take for granted all these little social rules that you assume everybody has because they were the rules in your family.
But, oh, and by the way, sometimes they don't.
Absolutely.
They have different ones.
And so when we work with couples and people that just come together for the first time, they're exploring their different supposed to rules that they both have that are completely different.
Yes.
You know, how do you talk about this? And what do you even talk about this?
Yes.
You know, are there certain subjects you talk about or certain subjects you don't talk about? Oh my God.
Yes, absolutely.
So next week we're going to talk about that. It's an amazing show.
Okay.
You have to listen to it. So if you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, I've done all this self-help and has it really worked? You know, and we're saying to you, maybe this is something you've never considered before,
right.
Which is trying a different approach. Mm-hmm. This part of you is standard equipment. You didn't pay extra for it.
Right.
It's not it's not something you had to work for. Your soul is already there. It just has to be reinvigorated by removing some of the negative energy. And the more you do, the better it is. You know, we've been doing this for over 20 years. We want to do it even more. We can't wait to do it another 20 years.
Exactly.
And it just feels better and better and better.
Exactly. Jason, how can I and the audience out there make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of their lives?
It's very simple. Go to our website right now.
Okay.
TheEcosystemApproach.org. Mm-hmm. TheEcosystemApproach.org. Sign up for our free section. Mm. You get the weekly newsletter. Mm-hmm. What happens is that we write out the clearings. We put the things that you say, all the wording is right there.
Yes.
And the picture of the processor is right there. Mm-hmm. And as well as a little bit of backstory about today's topic. Mm-hmm. And you get it every week. Just do those clearings every week. Do them over and over and over again. Listen to our show every week and mm-hmm. do that. Do the clearings at the end. Do that over and over again.
Mm-hmm. What about Facebook?
You can go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. Please like us while you're there. We have all the videos that are up there. They're easy to see.
All right. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.